Let's get it started in here.
Coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400, KKZZ, Ventura County's inspiration station. This is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Yeah.
Lose control, a body and soul. Don't move too fast.
All right. I am so glad that we got here, okay? I tell you, there was obstacles in every direction that we were coming today. And I kept, Jeannie, you're a great driver.
Oh,
and
thanks.
We just kept going, okay, here we go.
A lot of red lights.
There. Yeah, there was an accident as we were coming out from my home. And then we went all the way around. And
then
there was
another
accident. And I thought, okay, maybe I'm not going to make it to my show today. But anyways, I'm really excited to be here, of course, every day in, just a great way to start our day in a positive way. And I have Jeannie Michael here and from Valley Alarm and also Betty Alkazian, and she is our parent coach.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Wonderful.
Did you get a little nervous when I said, just start the show?
Yes, I did.
Oh, I know. I know. We've got Matt on our board. Our phone number here is 805-639-0008. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to us. If you were just listening to the news, Tom and everybody downstairs, you know what? And you're going, what? Wait, what happened to my radio? Wait, what? Stay with us, because we've got some really fun things that we're going to talk about. And actually, it's just all good stuff that we do every day. This is a feel-good station, and that is why I come on every morning from 8 to 9. And then if you miss any part of it, you can listen again from 1 to 2. Also, you can tune in to my website, which is kimpaganoshow.com, and, tune in to all my sponsors. There's links to everybody. There's links to Betty. You can find out, where she's having coffee with Betty.
That's right.
Yeah, that was a really great time. Mm-hmm. And she's got great advice. That's what it's all about. If you're kind of thinking, oh my gosh, there was no instructions for being a parent, which I think about a lot, I mean, it's just, marriage, parenting, all those things that life just happens and you wonder, oh my God, nobody told me how to do this. Where do you go? And that's what I love, that you're here and that we have you as part of our show. So.
You weren't there when my kids were growing up. I had Dr. Spock only. That was it. That was the only book available, or for anybody, even TV or radio. It was Dr. Spock. That was
right,
it.
Right.
Yep.
Well, I want to let everybody know, if you're on Facebook, I posted all over the place to let everybody know what we're talking about. So if you're on there, like us. I'm trying to get my numbers up there. I'm almost there. I got a little goal. And so that is going to be really cool, because you'll always know what's going on. We also just partnered up with ParentClick, another parenting company that is going to be amazing. And Christy's going to be on tomorrow. In fact, I want to connect you guys.
They're having a big expo this weekend.
Yes, in fact, I want to. Yes.
I'll be there.
I will too.
Yay!
Oh, okay. There you go. Okay. See, you just got to come to the Kim Pagano Show to figure out what's going on. So, good. I'm so excited. And there's just, if there's something else that's happening on outside of our world here that we need to know about, or you want to share your journey, or something that you just, epiphany that just came to you and went, oh my gosh, everybody needs to know this. That's what it's all about. Mm-hmm. I want to share it on my show. So we're going to be talking to Betty and about raising great teens. And you always put everything into a positive. I love it, because teens sometimes, I mean, I think it's a normal thing where they start to pull away from you and you're going, just do it my way. Why can't things just work easy?
Wrong.
And they have their own mind. And really, that's what we want.
That's their job at that age.
Exactly. So in a world right now where as an adult, we're frustrated or nervous or anxiety or confused, all those things, we don't know what to do. Can you imagine what they're thinking?
Mm-hmm.
Just in school, the academics have raised their bars to no end, have
right.
no time, have no money, have no budget. And so
they're trying to figure out who they are and what they're doing and what direction they're going to go. And then they got to put up with mom telling them what to do.
Right. And they know that mom and dad have this expectation that they have to figure out what they want to be when they grow up and go
mm-hmm.
out and support themselves.
Exactly. Sure. And then they have some teachers, you know, teachers are amazing, but they have a huge job on their hands right now with no budget. And so there's a lot at stake. And so sometimes they're not heard the way they need to be heard, you
mm-hmm.
know. And then there's so many, you know, I just visited a school, little shout out to Passageway out in Newberry Park, and another great school for kids that just don't fit into the system. And and when does a parent know that their child, you know, we
is
all
not
wanna
fitting
be,
in.
We
yeah.
all want to be proud, but then at the same time when you... It just isn't working. Where do you make that decision? When do you know that?
How do you know?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be talking about all that stuff. And then we're going to have Ben Casanosha. And we're going to be talking about his book, The Startup of You. And that should be interesting. I want to see. Being an entrepreneur isn't really about starting a business. It's a way of looking at life. And I really believe that. So
mm-hmm. think so.
Yeah. So anyways, our phone number here is 805-639-0008. If you have something that you want to talk about or just join in. We've got Betty in our studio, and you're welcome to ask her any kind of parenting question, marriage question, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, you see it all, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. And give everybody your phone number also if they don't feel comfortable asking in here. And we don't have to put you on the line. You can just give your question to Matt.
My number is 805-230-2464.
Okay, great. All right, we're going to take a really quick break, and then we'll be right back. Hi, it's Kim, and I want to share someone with you. My Mechanic. With over 30 years of experience, you can be sure that your car will always be handled with the latest diagnostic equipment. Everything that needs to be done to your car will be explained in layman's terms.
Hi, I'm Jerry Schaffner, owner of JBS Auto Services. We specialize in gas, diesel, domestic, foreign, street rod, heavy-duty trucks, and motorhomes. Give us a call so we can take care of all your automotive problems. We are located right off the 118 in Simi Valley. Give us a call, 805-522-3923. Again, that number is 805-522-3923.
We can't change where our economy is today, but we can make sense of our future. Retirement will be around the corner, whether you're planning for it or not. And let's face it, most people have not. Let Hannah and David help you strategize and get focused on your future. They'll show you ways to help you reduce debt, start saving money, earn higher rates of returns, help you save toward the cost of college, and protect your family and real estate using the suitable forms of life insurance. Call Hannah and David for a no-obligation consultation. Hannah and David have been helping families and business owners in Southern California since 1999 with a great proven track record. Call them in their new Westlake office. You can reach Hannah and David at 818-402-9396. Give them a call. Today can be the first day of the rest of your life.
This is the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Are you a fan of Kim on Facebook yet? If not, it's extremely easy. Simply go to facebook.com/TheKimPaganoShow and press the like button. You can find all about what's coming up on upcoming shows, as well as be entered in special contests to win monthly prizes. It's all for free on Facebook at facebook.com/TheKimPaganoShow. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Just want to have fun. That's all it's all about. In fact, I know, me too. And you know what's funny is I just was meeting with Prudence last night. We had a little meeting and I'm like, okay, I just want to mix it up again. You know, I'm always trying to mix it up so I can have fun. Jeannie and I were just talking and, you know, I'm
time for change.
Time for change. You know, and I am one of those people that maybe I call it, I get bored. But I think it's just I like to keep things going. I like the spark of new people.
You do get bored a little. You just kind of like you just like change.
I do. I love when things are, you know, buzzing around me.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, and I kind of think that's what we're going to be talking right now with Ben. And I hope I can get your name right. Is it Casanocha?
Casanoca.
Casanoca. All right.
Well, we were close.
Kind of like mocha. Right? All right. Well, welcome. And I love your book, The Startup of You. And tell us a little bit about yourself. I know that you write for Newsweek and PRI Marketplace, and you've been on CNN, CBS Early Show, CNBC, Business Week, and you have, been all over the place, right?
That's right. I'm an entrepreneur and author here in San Francisco, and my co-author, Reid Hoffman, who started the online networking service LinkedIn, and I wrote this new book, The Startup of You, because we were compelled to try to write a new playbook for individuals who are looking to manage their careers in the current economy, which is as competitive and uncertain and changing as ever.
Right. So, mm-hmm. I mean, so kind of like what we just talked about, it is good to always be changing.
It's good to always be investing in yourself.
Investing in yourself.
The central metaphor of the book is that we can all be the CEOs of our own careers by adopting a lot of the strategies and techniques that entrepreneurs deploy when starting companies, because these uncertain changing conditions at a macroeconomic level are similar to what entrepreneurs have always faced when starting companies. And now we all face them when starting a career for the first time or restarting our career, later in life. And so we're fascinated by kind of the question of how does every individual invest in him or herself? What are the techniques that people can use to adapt to change, strengthen the network, and find, those killer career opportunities?
That's great. And, you know, so you are a co-founder of LinkedIn?
My co-author is the co-founder of LinkedIn.
Wow.
How about that? Yeah, that was a great idea.
That was a great idea. I mean, you know, I'm on LinkedIn.
I am too.
And I don't know if everybody knows what that is. Can you just tell a little bit about that?
Sure. I mean, LinkedIn is an online tool that allows you to connect with people in your professional network, people who you know in a professional context, like your coworkers or colleagues or other business contacts, industry acquaintances, and allows you to stay in touch with and stay connected to folks even as they change jobs and even as they add skills and experiences. And, you know, one of the themes we talk about in the book is how important it is to have a network that's broad and diverse. I.e. not just comprised of folks, you know, who you see every day, like your best friends, but also people who may work in slightly different industry niches, maybe live in a different place, and those kind of looser acquaintances and weaker ties you can keep up with via LinkedIn, and they are also super valuable in terms of providing new information and new intelligence that you might otherwise not be aware of.
Hmm, I like it. You know, I like that you have a chance to always update where you're going in life. Do you know what I mean? And all your different changes. That's what I think is really great.
And I think it's really neat that you're giving a different spin on how people can handle their careers, because it is such a different world we live in now with social networking and the internet and everything. So
that's right. It's great. You know, the world has changed. A lot of the assumptions by which you know, folks have been navigating in the world of work no longer hold true. You know, no one's going to train you on the job. No one's going to, no company is going to pledge loyalty to you, you know, for your whole life. So, so that, you know, is scary to a lot of people. You know, it's more competitive. Technology is automating jobs. Jobs are going offshore. But it also provides new opportunity. It provides opportunity for folks to develop, you know, a competitive advantage to truly stand out in the marketplace, use these very technologies and use this global world we live in to, do even more amazing things in their work life.
Right. Now, okay, so what do we find in your book? Startup of You isn't about cover letters or resumes, right? It's more about creating opportunities. And how do we create opportunities?
You know, you create opportunities for yourself in various ways. A few that we go into depth in, go into depth on in the book. First is groups and associations. You know, opportunities are always associated with people. You know, they don't really, they're not like clouds just floating in the sky. An opportunity is always attached to a person. So when you think about an opportunity, you're really thinking about people. And people tend to concentrate in groups and associations and places and events. And so tapping into groups, being part of associations and meetups and kind of networking events, those things tend to be hotbeds of opportunities.
Hmm. And I think there's way more of those today than there was years ago. Years ago, there was just like the chamber, and you know, you'd go meet at breakfast or Rotary Club. But now it's just everywhere.
There is a lot of networking now. I mean, and I think it's an amazing thing because I think that it's a way of getting yourself out there. And I think it's important you know that all the same people, or, you know, I mean, hopefully you meet each different people every time, but they're all in your same, you know, place. They want new business. They want to make new friends. You know, they want new connections. And so they're more up to help you.
And well, and you're not just meeting people in your own community like you did with Rotary or Chamber. Now you're meeting people across the country and the world.
Internet, isn't that right, Ben? You've got all those new tools, correct?
That's right. Well, and you know, I think the really compelling thing is how can opportunities find you? And you know, when you put yourself out there, when you put yourself in the middle of these networks, when you show up and tell people kind of what you're looking to do. And those people go back to their workplaces and their jobs and think about how to help you. You know, sooner rather than later, opportunities start getting forwarded to you. You know, new ideas come to you. Your network provides information to you proactively.
Right.
That's really powerful.
No. Are you in any mastermind groups?
I'm personally not, although I have friends who are, and they love it.
Yeah, I'm involved in a couple of them, and I think that's so great because there's people that open up themselves and their ideas to you, and it's amazing, you know.
That's
now
right.
I'm go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I'm looking in your book, and it says learn by doing. You know, that's kind of something that my friends always tease me about. Is I just jump right in. You know, I don't even think about it. You know, I'm a hair therapist, and now I'm, you know, after a couple of years here, been a radio host. I'm still learning on the job. So, what's your thought on that?
Well, it's true. I mean, you know, I think our education system prizes a very certain kind of learning, which is kind of learn by analytical reflection. But in fact, many people are more experimental. They learn by trying, they learn by failing, they learn by small wins, small losses, and I think once people graduate from school and are in the workplace, the learn by doing model is how everyone essentially has to learn. It's by trying things, not knowing if they're going to work out. But you know, I think we get trained in this idea that the only way to learn is by flipping through a textbook, when in fact there are many other ways to learn and invest in yourself.
Much better ways, too.
Yes.
Yeah, I always say, you know, because I am a master trainer with my hair, and I always say you can learn, you know, school books, you know, or street smart.
Yes.
And I feel like an entrepreneur is really street smart.
Yes. And with the internet, we have the advantage if we're not sure where to turn or how to do something, we can put it out there to our network and say, hey, who knows how to do this, or where should I turn to accomplish something? And you can get some incredibly creative answers and support.
That's right.
Right. And if anybody's just tuning in right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm your host, Kim. I'm here with Jeannie Michael. We've got Betty Alkazian. She is our parent coach. And we are talking to Ben Casanoca. And his book is The Startup of You. And really, it's all about entrepreneur and building authentic professional alliances. Tell us a little bit about that.
Building professional alliances is a theme of the book because, you know, nothing important is done alone. Entrepreneurs know this when they start companies. They have to have co-founders, investors, partners, advisors. And so do we all in our careers need to assemble on a virtual company around us, a network of supporters, and in particular, you know, a handful of close allies with whom you proactively collaborate and stay in touch with over the course of your career. So you may maintain, you know, dozens, hundreds, even thousands of looser ties, but who are the either three or four people who got your back? Who are the people who you work with on an ongoing basis to make things happen? Who are the people who are your first call when you're looking for advice? Those are really valuable relationships and ones that we can all and should be investing in every day.
Right. You know, I just want to remind anybody that's just listening right now is we are talking about entrepreneurs. We're talking about business. We're talking about transforming your career and investing in yourself. And if you have a question, you know, maybe you're starting up something or you're just have that, you know, advice that you want somebody to hear what you're thinking and if it's the right direction, give us a call here at 805-639-0008. Ben, what is different about an entrepreneur than just somebody that goes to work? And, I mean, we both go to work, right? What's the difference that you think?
Yeah, and just to be sure, when I say entrepreneur, I'm talking about everyone being the entrepreneur of their own lives, not necessarily starting a new company, but
right.
You know, entrepreneurial mindset and skill set and applying it to their career. And I think what it means to be entrepreneurial is to never see yourself as a finished product, to always be investing in yourself, to treat yourself as a work in progress,
mm-hmm.
and then to be very focused on how you adapt to the future, how you hustle for the next big opportunity. Those are things that entrepreneurs do when starting companies. They're flexible, they're agile, they're always looking ahead, and I think those are things that we can do no matter our industry or profession or geography.
Ben, Betty, who's sitting next to me right here, you're talking to Jeannie here. She just said, I just love that when you said, you know, you have to invest in you. You're the one, you know, you got to start there. Once you start with you and you get all your little ducks in order, kind of things follow. I mean, ideas come to you, you get your inspirations, you have the confidence, and gosh, the moon's the goal, you know,
and
you can do anything.
And you're always moving forward and improving
That's
yourself
right.
and thinking thinking of things that happen as opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
I love
right.
that.
And, you know, the other thing is when you're clear on what you really want, because really we talked about this yesterday, about putting out there the what you want in the universe. When you're not clear, it's not going to come to you. But when you're clear and you have your steps written down of where you want to go, what you want to do, it's amazing what mm-hmm. happens and how things just start to fall into place.
And I also love Ben, how you really are taking kind of people working in corporate America or in any kind of job and empowering them to have choices that maybe they weren't even aware they had before.
Sure.
That's right. I mean, I think even if you work in a big company today, you need to be thinking like your own little startup venture, and mm-hmm. You need to create opportunity for yourself. And no big company anymore is going to, you know, pledge loyalty to you for the rest of your life and just deliver,
and, you know, I'm going to add right to that is even our country. mm-hmm. I mean,
right.
we're all waiting for the government to take care of us, and we need to take care of ourselves.
That's
I mean,
right.
it really starts in the big picture.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but it's true, there aren't the gold watches anymore that you used to get after
no.
40 years with the same company.
No, they want you gone because it costs them money.
And not only that, they're saying that now people are having multiple careers in their lives.
Uh-huh.
So we have to be reinventing ourselves all
That's
the time.
Right.
Definitely. I really agree with that. So what are we going to find when we read your book?
When you read the book, I think you'll come upon both parts of the startup view. You'll hear a little bit more about the mindset of the permanent beta idea, the idea of why it's critical to think of yourself as a work in progress. But then the bulk of the book focuses on the seven key strategies and principles of the startup review, the ideas around competitive advantage and network intelligence and intelligent risk and network building. And we go in depth on each chapter and show what entrepreneurs do and then map that to life and career so that we can all benefit from that wisdom.
I love it. All right.
Me too.
That's great. I'm going to definitely read it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Where do we find your book?
You can learn more at startupreview.com, and we'd love to hear from folks.
Okay, great. And are you on Facebook?
I am.
How did I know that, right? Well, will you become a fan, and can you write us a little note on there?
I can.
Okay, perfect. I look forward to talking to you again.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much, Ben. Mm-hmm. All right. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and stay with us. You know, we've got some good stuff we're going to be talking about. And if you are just joining us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We've got Betty Alkazian here, and we're going to be talking about our teenage children. Mm. And, you know, when we don't know where to go and what to do. So stay with us. Again, our phone number here is 805-639-0008.
I'm Andrea with Hometown Insurance Services. Allied Insurance is a member of Nationwide Insurance Family. Allied will discount your premiums up to 23% if we insure both your home and auto together. Allied also offers many occupational discounts. Please call Hometown Insurance today for a free, no pressure, no obligation quote. Call us at 850-0380 or stop by our office at 4517 Market Street, Suite 1B in Ventura.
Grow your business with Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly targeted audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of local residents, business owners, and visitors. Our affordable rates start at just over $33 an issue, giving you an exceptional return for your advertising dollar. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com.
You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Remember to visit the show's official website at www.thekimpaganoshow.com. You can podcast prior programs as well as check out articles and other tidbits from previous interviewees. It's all at the official website of The Kim Pagano Show, www.thekimpaganoshow.com. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Everyone.
Well, that was quick.
I know. Actually, it was a long time. I'm sure everybody's going, wait, where did she go?
So, it was quick for me.
We were talking, right? Actually, you guys were talking, so we were all talking. Anyways, we're talking in here, and you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're just chatting about good stuff. We've got Betty Alkazian here. She is our licensed marriage and family therapist, parent coach, parent speaker, and author of Parents Backwards. And what does parents backwards mean?
Yeah.
It's actually parenting backwards, and it's about thinking ahead. who do you want your kids to become?
Oh,
so you
very
think about
good.
The end goal first, okay. and then working from here to achieve
that's
those
a
goals.
Really good way of living mm-hmm. our life, even kind yes, of like what Ben was talking about. Is what's our finished product of even where we want to be, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, so if you look at everything with you know how far you're gone and where you want how to get there, right? Kind of steps to
exactly.
lead up to that. So, anyways, all right. So we're going to be talking a little bit about raising great teens. And you know, we all start off in a really positive way. We all think that that's where we're going. That's our best investment, right? Is our children. We like, you know, give up so many things for our children. And then at the same time, sometimes things backfire. And so tell us a little bit about your experience with working with teens and their parents.
Well, it's a challenging time, to say the least. And it, you know, you're saying it's about raising great teens. I think it's really more about getting through these tumultuous years.
And okay, that makes me feel better right there because that must mean it's universal, right?
Yes, and the whole point of being a teen is about kind of pushing back and redefining and figuring out who you are separate from your parents because, you know, you kind of did things your whole life because your parents said so. Mm-hmm. And now you have to say, wait a minute, do I agree? Do I feel the same way my parents feel? And sometimes kids will go the opposite direction mm-hmm. in order to figure out who they are and almost try on new behaviors like clothes and see how it mm-hmm. feels.
And right. they do it for attention also. Like say, if you're not paying attention to them, that could be, that's like one of the signs. You know, you're thinking,
they're shouting out for attention.
Yeah, they're shouting out just for that little moment because they are trying out and they kind of want to know your opinion.
Right.
But gently they want to know your
opinion. They want to see how you react and then yes. decide if they like it or not and yeah. if they're going to do the same.
Like the earring in there or the yeah. I mean, whatever it is, they yeah, try or, it. They push,
or,
you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, or, right. you know, if you don't like tattoos or whatever and they're like, well, just thinking about no, you know, well.
Well, there's the no word.
Yeah. But by pushing away from their parents, that's how right. they figure out, well, who am I?
Mm-hmm.
And
healthy.
Who do I want to be as an adult?
Sure.
So we have to give them the space to do mm-hmm. that
that's
and to
true.
Figure out who they are. And, you know, when they're kids, we have to tell them where to go, what to do, mm-hmm. and micromanage a little bit. But when they're teens, we have to step aside a little more.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you know what comes to my mind when you were saying they're trying to figure out who they are because we've told them what to do all this time. And then all of a sudden they're going, is that really the right way? Well, you know, it's funny because we get through our lives and we're finally, as adults, we're going, this is the way I was taught. Is this really the right way, too? And so now you have...
Oh, that's a whole nother angle.
It really is. I mean, I'm serious. I
yeah.
think
well,
if
the
anybody
world
out
changes.
There agrees with me, I'd love yeah. to hear from you because I think then all of a sudden, you know, your kids kind of start doing something in a different direction. And then you're going, well, wait a minute. I've been
yes.
taught this. Is their direction right? And that's where, you know, now I've got older children and I'm learning from them. And
yes.
sometimes I think, yeah, why did I say you couldn't go out in the rain? Or why did I say you always mm-hmm. had, you know? So you have to, like, look back at where you've been taught and where you came in life and then what you've taught them. Because sometimes it's not always the right way, too.
And one of the healthiest things we can do is say, you know what? You're right. Why can't you play in the rain?
So
go ahead.
Okay, but is that giving, are we weakening as a parent?
I don't think so. I think what we have to say is, let me think about that. And you know what? You're right. That empowers them to say, wow, maybe I have some ideas that are valid. And that's how they build self-esteem as well, by not only by doing good things, but also by feeling validated and heard by us, by the important people in their lives.
Right. And I think, you know, one of our guests that we had on, they said that we're so quick to tell kids what they're not doing right. We need to really step it up and tell them what they're doing right because they live for that praise. I mean, we do.
Especially during the teen years.
Yeah.
They feel so bad about themselves, really just developmentally. They're looking at themselves through a lens of their friend's eyes and they're measuring themselves against everyone else and they feel terrible about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can point out the good things that they do and remind them that they have some really great traits, then that kind of keeps them going and that makes them feel good about
themselves.
But
that's a fine line also because you as a parent, you still are the parent.
Absolutely.
Okay, and they can get that. You can get that confused where they think, oh, well, she's my best friend. She's my friend. So, you know, everything's equal. It's not. That's, I mean, we even find that in our business. You have to be very careful, even with employees, that fine line. You know, they want to be on your level, and in many areas they are, but actually they're not in a lot of areas, and neither is your child. And if you don't define that, you are going to have problems.
And that was another thing that, I mean, we're just jumping all over the board here, but I think it's all questions that we all feel and think out there. And if you have a question that you want to ask Betty, give us a call here at 805-639-0008. So is it, do you always want to be their friend, or is it better just to be their parent? And
you gotta do both.
They have plenty of friends. They really want us to be their parents. That's they want us to set rules. They want us to also be reasonable.
That's right.
And what we need to do is give them rope to go and explore and to have some freedoms. But as soon as they show us that they can't handle, then we know that we've given them too much rope and we need to pull back and say, you know what, you've shown me that you can't handle this privilege and therefore you've lost that privilege. Mm-hmm. And we have to be able to give them a little bit of space and see what they do with it.
Right.
And if they handle it well, they make good choices.
But you're still a friend in a lot of times, like especially if they're low. That's where the friend comes in. You know, you can tell, hey, baby, are you okay? I mean, that's where your friendship is. And they know they can trust that trust. Oh, I can always come back to mom. You know?
Yeah,
right.
And you never want to lose that.
I hope that we're beginning to build a friendship during teen years so that when they become adults, that
we
that
have
becomes
that
solidified.
New connection.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's a new relationship.
That's why I say it's a
relation.
Real fine line, because, you know, when they're little, you can remember the kids just look up to you. You are a god to them. I mean, no matter what you say,
you know? It's interesting that you say that, because when they're really little,
that's what I mean.
You are a god. But then as you start to get into their teens, they're like, you never knew anything, Mom. How did you?
Right.
And I'm like, how did I get this far?
Yeah.
That's exactly my point. So you want to keep that fine line where, yes, you're still their friend, but you're still also a parent.
Yes. I say don't even be their friend so much as be a parent. You can listen.
That's
you can advise.
No, I
you can give them good advice.
That's why it's a fine line.
Right. Your priority is to be the parent.
That's
because they only have you as their parents. They have tons of friends.
That's right. And they don't want to hear that when they're teenagers. How do you know?
Right. Now, what about it when your teens start being disrespectful to you?
That's a good point. Mm-hmm. And they will, because, again, they're testing.
That's
and it's
right.
How they're differentiating themselves from you and redefining themselves. So we have to set limits and say, you know what? I get that you want to have some freedom, but the way you're speaking to me isn't okay. And we still have to set those limits and let them know what is and isn't okay in terms
of
behavior.
Just remain as calm as you were right there. That would be really good.
That's the key. The more
that's hard.
The more hysterical they become, the more calm we have to stay.
That's right. And that's hard when you're out there as the mom juggling things and doing work and trying to make the whole family do this. And all of a sudden, you got to remember,
Right. But, you know, they're riding an emotional roller coaster,
yes,
too. Their hormones
are
raging in their bodies.
Oh, yeah.
They're, you know, all it takes is one text to make them hysterical and, you know, another text to make them, you know, crying. And the next one, they're laughing. They're, you know, they're riding an emotional roller coaster just developmentally. So we have to get off the roller coaster and be more observers of their patterns rather than becoming a part of it.
Exactly.
And we need to kind of distance ourselves from them so that we cannot be a part of their, gosh, my daughter or my son's upset. Well, you know, you're there for them, comfort, but not in their emotional.
Right.
Because a lot of parents are in, you know, well, then don't talk to that friend anymore.
And
then at the same time, you know, they're upset with you because now you don't like their friend.
Right. And the whole thing is for us to butt out of their relationships. Because they're going to hate one person and then 5 minutes later invite them to their birthday dinner. Mm-hmm. And you're going to say, but I thought you hated that person. Butt out.
It's over. Yeah.
They're riding this roller coaster. Mm-hmm. But it's their relationship. And they're navigating. They're figuring it out. If they get hurt, they're going to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when somebody's a good friend, they're going to learn from that, too. So we have to really trust their process and watch it from a distance.
Right. Mm-hmm. Betty, what are some of the warning signs that when your kids are going down the wrong road?
Oh, I think it's very clear to most parents. We just really have to pay attention. And that is watch their grades. Are their grades dropping?
You think their grades are everything?
No, that's the one.
What about sleeping a lot? Isn't that another
Watch their behavior patterns. Are things different? What is changing? And then ask yourself why. Ask your child why. What's going on with you? I'm concerned. Check in with their teachers. Check in with their counselors at school. Check in with their friends. Check. You need to, don't overdo it. You know, you don't want to be one of those nosy parents meddling in
But when you
everything.
Say check in, I think you're all, what you're really saying is you want to really think about it. You are the one, now you've got to analyze what's going on. Like, do they have a new friend? Like, you don't have to ask them, but you know. Let's see, are they hanging around with somebody different? I mean, something has changed this child, right?
Yes, and they're unlikely to turn to their parents during the teen years. They turn to their friends. And so we really need to keep them engaged in the family as much as possible, whether it's family dinner once or twice a week with grandma, or to keep them engaged so that they're still learning their values from us and not from their friends. I don't know what's going on in their friends' homes. I don't want my kids learning their values from their friends. So we need to keep them. There's a great book about this, actually, called Hold On to Your Kids.
Hold On to Your Kids.
I'm forgetting the name of the author. I apologize. But it really talks about how important it is to keep them engaged and keep their focus turned toward the family.
Right.
Because developmentally during the teen years, they are focused much more on their friends and figuring out who they are through the eyes of their friends.
And that can be done, too, by making sure your home's kind of the center. You know, have, bring them over. We have, you know, they can have it. Here's an extra plate for dinner. Go ahead. Sit down.
Always.
Help yourself.
I always tell my kids, you have friends over, I will always order pizza.
Sure.
Because you encourage everybody to come over,
you
right?
You do that, too.
Yeah. I do.
Yeah, I do that, too. Although some want to just stay forever, right? You know, you have to have limits on, you know, on your family members when they have people coming over, because a lot of parents won't come pick up their children. Seriously.
Oh, I remember those.
Well,
you know,
it's astounding to me how many parents don't know where their kids are most of the time.
I know.
So we really need to... It's really a fine and delicate balance for us to find, and that is to know where our kids are and to be involved without being over-involved.
That's right.
When you're driving carpools and you've got a bunch of teens in your car, be quiet and become invisible and just listen.
Yes.
Don't get involved in their conversations. You'll learn so much more. And they don't want you to be a part of their conversations.
No.
Even if something's, you know, appalling. Just,
they want to pretend you're not there.
That's right. And they will forget that you're there.
Oh, yeah.
So you'll learn so much more if they forget
that
you're there.
Do you know, I used to do driving all the time just to be in the
carpool
mom. I mean, four kids. But it was really amazing because they do forget you're there. And you hear all of the, you know. And then how do you react to that? When you hear something that you
shouldn't hear?
Yeah.
Well, I try to wait until later, and when all the kids aren't around, and I'll approach my child and say, you know, I heard you guys talking about something in the car that really concerns me. And then you might strategize or brainstorm what to do about it, or at least reflect to your kids what your values are and say, you know, I'm concerned about this because, you know, I'm worried about your friend, or I'm worried about the influence on you and how you behave around this kid. Or things like that. But I also notice that if you tell your child, I don't like this friend of yours.
No, that's bad.
Then you're going to push them toward that kid.
Definitely.
Let's talk a little bit more about that. Also, the name of that book was Hold On to Your Kids. And maybe I can actually...
By Gordon Neufeld.
Yeah.
That's right. Thank you.
I'll get that. I'll see if I can get them on our show. That would be great because you really like that book.
I did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, stay with us. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're going to talk more. We're going to find out what to do when we, you know, maybe hear that one of the friends that they've had in their life for all the time was maybe going down the wrong road. How do we keep our kids safe? I mean, it's really a hard one when you know and love your other friends, your child. Do you confront their parents?
But you have to be very careful.
I know, because I've gone down this road before. So anyway, stay with us. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We'll be right back.
Oh. Hi, it's Kim, and I want to share someone with you. My Mechanic. With over 30 years of experience, you can be sure that your car will always be handled with the latest diagnostic equipment. Everything that needs to be done to your car will be explained in layman's terms.
Hi, I'm Jerry Schaffner, owner of JBS Auto Services. We specialize in gas, diesel, domestic, foreign, street rod, heavy-duty trucks, and motorhomes. Give us a call so we can take care of all your automotive problems. We are located right off the 118 in Simi Valley. Give us a call, 805-522-3923. Again, that number is 805-522-3923.
Hi, I'm Andrea with Hometown Insurance Services. Allied Insurance is a member of Nationwide Insurance Family. Allied will discount your premiums up to 23% if we insure both your home and auto together. Allied also offers many occupational discounts. Please call Hometown Insurance today for a free, no pressure, no obligation quote. Call us at 850-0380 or stop by our office at 4517 Market Street, Suite 1B in Ventura.
It's the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Do you have a story to share? Perhaps an impressive or inspirational journey? We'd love to hear from you. Send an email to kimpagano@gmail.com. That's Kim Pagano, P-A-G-A-N-O, @gmail.com. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Welcome back, everyone. And I just had a phone call of somebody that wants to talk about mother-in-laws. And you said that you wrote a great column about that, right?
I did write an article about it. It's a very popular topic. Okay. In parenting groups, even.
So can we talk about that next Wednesday or two Wednesdays from now when you come back in?
Okay. I would love it.
I think that would be a really good topic.
Yes, it's going to be a great one because that's, I was just telling you guys, that's where I'm at now because I have a 35-year-old son who's, you know, married, and it's a whole nother dynamic. And I think there's a few people that are probably sharing
I'm
my thoughts.
I'm half into that too because I have,
you've
you
almost
know,
got him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? And I love them. But it's, you know, sometimes you feel like, you know, are your kids with you too much? Then they feel a little.
And you don't want to be that mother-in-law. Oh, my God, I hate my mother-in-law.
No,
you never
want
to have that tag.
You know what? My mother-in-law actually was here. She was just here on Monday with us.
She's a sweetheart.
And I love her. She's a great lady. And so, yeah, I'm very, very fortunate with that. But anyways, back to our topic. We're talking about raising great teens. And what happens when you hear something that's not exactly for your ears, and now what do you do with it?
Well, first of all, you have to ask yourself, is there anybody in real danger here? And if that's the case, you have to act, whether it's contacting the kid, contacting the school, contacting somebody, just to make sure you're saving lives. That's
right. First and foremost.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
A no-brainer.
Totally
if somebody's in danger, you must act.
Right.
But it's not always that clear. And so just using the example of when your kid is hanging out with another kid that you don't really care for, maybe you've heard stories. To me, it's really important to hang out with my girlfriends who have kids the same age.
Sure.
Because you find out so much more about what's going on at
school. They might have heard the same story.
Or you hear, you know, the backstory on things that maybe your own child isn't sharing.
And you can discuss it with them, too.
Yeah. So, right. We support each other, but we also inform each other.
Now, what about the parents, okay, that they are your friends and you say, you know, I know we've been always really good friends, and I just want to let you know that your son, I saw him. And he wasn't in school today. He was actually over, you know, at McDonald's or, you know, and I saw him smoking and they don't know he smokes. Would you tell your friend that? Because I have done that before.
And you lost that friend.
And yes. And you know what they say? Not my kid.
Yeah, of course.
Right. So, you know, I know that, you know, to me, I was just trying to be, you know, trying to help them. Because in my eyes, I always told my kids, if I'm not there, my friends' eyes are going to be there.
Exactly.
And I trust that my friends are always going to know that in my best interest is my children. But not everybody feels that way.
And that's okay. That's their choice. And then that gives you more information about them, and you can decide if that's someone you want as your friend as well.
and very, very true. Exactly.
If they're not going to be honest with themselves, how likely are they to be honest with you?
And their children.
What are they teaching their children?
Absolutely.
And if you're closing your eyes to the truth, then you're missing half of life.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, here's another serious topic is, you know, you're out of town. Your kids are staying home. They're just old enough to stay home now, right? And all of a sudden, you know,
party
you get
time.
A phone call from the from one of your neighbors that they're having a party or, right?
Yep.
What's your thought on that? Should you call the parents? Should you not call the parents?
Oh, yeah. Well, first of all, before you go away, you have to set up. You've got to make some kind of policy and make a contract with your kids. Here are the rules, and here are the potential consequences if the rules aren't followed. So you have to be proactive when you're dealing with teens.
Right.
So important.
That's also because I can remember an incident for sure. Our son was one of the so well-behaved. We didn't even want any more kids. It was easy, you know. and he did what we said. He was really a great kid. But all I could say is we went away, and he was like 14. Okay, and we went away for a couple of days, and when we came back, the Weber barbecue lid had this huge dent in it. And we said, "Wow, what happened to the barbecue?" And he said, "Huh?" and I just told Bob, I said, "He is so guilty, I can't believe it." You know, but it's one of those things.
Right.
Now, he's grown up, and whatever happened, it's like we never knew.
So you never knew?
Not until he was about 32.
Oh.
One of his friends came over, and they said, "Remember that time with that? We put the cherry bomb in?" I said, and Eddie just kind of looked at us and goes, "Oh, yeah." He says, "Yep, that's exactly what we did." I said, "Oh, finally we get to hear about that."
And isn't that true?
Yeah.
And even good kids do stupid
that's
things.
Right.
Let's
yes,
get
yeah.
real. And kids will do things in groups that they would never do on their own as well.
Do you know what's funny is when you're saying that, when I was younger and one of my good friends, Alicia, we were at her party at her house and her parents were out of town.
I bet you were a little.
No, I was. But anyways, I'm telling you, we cleaned her
Ball
whole house after we had that party so that her parents would not
I've done that
know
too.
That. And so they walked in and the first place her dad went to was the bathroom. Well, somebody had super glued all of the toilet seats together.
Oh, my God.
And so all we could hear is, "Alicia, Kim." And we're like, "Why is he calling us in the bathroom?" You know? And so he's like, "Did you guys have a party?" And we're like, "No, why?" And they're like, "Really?" So he goes to the next toilet. We're like, "Well, there was just a couple people. We thought we cleaned up, you know." Oh, my God. So, you know, I mean, things happen and you think, you know, and I know that, you know, at my house, I was always the one where things, you know, you think you've got it under control and then things get out of hand.
But look at how well you were raised because you thought to clean it up. I mean, you weren't defiant. You know, and like Betty said, sometimes those things, they're going to happen. I mean, it's also healthy. And I like the fact that you had it in you. I mean, some kids, like,
don't even care.
No, they don't even care.
Are you kidding? They're covering their tracks because they don't want to get in trouble.
But I think that's great
that
they did a nice little job. And it's kind of, you know, they'll tell their parents once in a while.
Exactly.
Some years later.
Exactly. Well, anyways, but... So do you think it's a good idea to, you know, to me, if you see, like, nobody home at their house and then you think their kids are home, that you call them. You say,
I
just want to make sure you're good. You're okay with these people over your house. Oh, my gosh, we never knew that, you know.
Right.
Okay,
that's a good way to say it, don't you think?
Well, you have to have a relationship with your neighbors.
Yeah.
You know, we do. And when our neighbors' kids go away, they call me. When I go away, I call them. Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Even further than that, if you're going away, you might want to say, you know, if anybody's walking out with our furniture, you know, we want to make sure you know that you know we're not here, right?
You see a bunch of kids there.
Yeah, so... But it is, you know, you kind of safeguard your children and you safeguard your life, so... Well, exactly. But anyways, how do we find you and how do we get in touch with you? And tell us where your studio is, your office.
Thank you. My private practice office is in Thousand Oaks. And the best way to find me is probably through my website, which is balancedparenting.com. I also have a Facebook page, Balanced Parenting.
Okay, perfect.
Oh, I like
We're
that
through
name.
You.
Yeah,
you.
And give out your phone number again if anybody needs to get in touch with you.
Sure.
And we've hit on something that, you know, we always know when we don't get a lot of phone calls that people are just listening and thinking.
Oh, they are.
Yeah. So they
it's too early in the morning.
Yeah.
My number is 805-230-2464.
Okay, great. And Jeannie, Valley Alarm. What is your number so that if anybody is interested in getting an alarm?
Well, I hope they are, because it's the greatest thing. You won't ever worry about being alone anymore. And you can find us at valleyalarm.com, and our phone number is 800-550-ALERT.
Okay, well, perfect. Matt, thank you for our board. Thank you for all my listeners and all my advertisers and my sponsors. I really appreciate everything that you guys do, because it wouldn't be possible without all of you. Of course, I end all of my shows with a mommy moment, and today's is, life makes no guarantees as to what you'll have. It just gives you time to make choices and to take chances and discover whatever secrets might come your way. So, you know, life is precious. Enjoy it. Take care of it. Take care of your children. Try to have those roads of openness with them so that they're not your enemies. They're not trying to hurt you. They're just trying to grow and right?
Is find their way.
Just feeling their way through, exactly.
Yeah, and so give them that clear path so that they feel comfortable and that they always know that they can come home and talk to you. I mean, really, that's the biggest gift that you can give your children. So with that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm so glad you've been here. If you missed any part of my show, remember you can listen from 1 to 2. And if you ever want to get in touch with me, give me an email at kim@kimpaganoshow.com. And again, like our Facebook, Kim Pagano Show. Talk to you soon.